Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lightning strikes the night. It goes off like a gun. Brighter than the sun.
Roller coaster. Weather.
Say what?
Roller coaster.
Good morning to you.
And good morning to you.
Who wants a piece of pie?
Who wants the first piece of that pie? Huh?
Pie for breakfast.
Is this pie homemade?
Pie is so good.
This pie is fantastic.
I'm sorry, the pie is terrible.
Well, you know what they say.
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Say what?
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Nobody said that.
Happy National Pie Day.
I baked you a pie.
Oh boy, what flavor?
This has been a warning.
Wow, lots of automated voices in there, Kevin. Good morning.
That's how I celebrate Pi Day, which doesn't make any sense on a day like today. I always thought Pi Day was, you know, March 14th for 3.14, but apparently
I think there are two separate ones because I remember arguing this last year and thinking it was silly. I don't think anybody's celebrating anything. It took me a long time to get out of bed because it was so nice and toasty warm there.
That wintry mix will get you, right?
Yeah,
it has an effect on you physically.
Yeah.
That wintry mix got me.
I was like, is there a way I can work from bed? I don't know. Lots of schools already called off this morning.
And it depends.
For Pi Day?
Yeah, I think so. But I think it depends on where you are because, like, I had ice coming in, but it turned to slush and then Missouri, it's just rain.
I was talking with Sue, and my commute was pretty much just wet. There was one little spot as I was pulling onto the highway at McKnight and 40, and I slipped a little bit, and I was like, oh, yeah, right. Because it had been all wet up until that point. I was like, oh, yeah, right. You kind of have to play it safe today on the roads.
Yeah. See, I didn't see any ice. I drove like it was like I'd hit something frozen at any time, but it was just wet.
Yeah.
The treacherous part for me today was just the spot between the house and the garage.
Yeah.
So there was a layer of ice on that and then rain on the top of it, so you weren't sure. Ooh, that was scary. I walked in the grass. But that's where you have to be careful, I think.
I was at Galleria last night, and those sidewalks were icy.
Bad.
How'd your comedy show go?
It went well. It was fun.
That's good.
Yeah, a lot of good local comics. And they recorded everything, which is like a different thing than I'm used to.
Yeah.
You know, because every joke has to be very compartmentalized. You can't establish something up top like, oh, I'm from here, but I moved away and now I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
right.
And to be like, the other thing about being here, like you have to say, so being from here, you know, stuff like that.
Got it.
So, that would be hard to remember for me.
It was.
Yeah,
it was,
I'm not that
it was
bright.
A challenge. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. People came out in the wintry mix, so we had a good crowd and it was fun.
All right, well, we want to send you away from this wintry mix to Vegas. It's Valentine's Day weekend, which also happens to be President's Day weekend. So it's a nice Friday and Monday that you can take off and head to Vegas. 4 days, 3 nights, St. Louis, Vegas hockey, Blue Man Group, and Gwen Stefani. We're sending you to a different fun event every single night. Hotel airfare covered. It's our big adventure, and you qualify if you're the 98th caller this morning at 7:20 and 8:20. Today and tomorrow are the last days we're getting you qualified.
So four people left.
Yeah.
Two today, two tomorrow.
Yeah.
Going to be a good time. Let's take a look at your weather. It's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. The winter weather advisory for the metro area has been extended until 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Oh, boy.
Don't get ready for that. Cloudy today. Wintry mix, guys. It continues to come high, just 37. Wintry mix of rain and snow will continue tonight. We might even see 1 to 3 inches of snow, and it's going to get down to 32 degrees. It is 32 degrees downtown right now.
All right, Sue Thomas. How are the roads?
Well, I'm looking at the radar, and we do still have some precipitation.
Hey, call, check my news. Baby, how you doing?
It's now time for the song of the day on Y98.
Why am I playing this song today?
Again, I feel like this is some old song I don't know.
You should know this.
Feels like a movie or a TV theme.
Not just a TV theme, a miniseries theme.
Lonesome Dove.
A little before then.
The Thornbirds.
Before then as well. Perhaps the biggest miniseries.
Roots.
Okay. On this day, back in 1977, Roots, based on the Alex Haley novel, began airing on ABC, and it has become the most watched TV program in history.
What year?
1977.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, you know, that was star-studded.
I was two, and you weren't born.
Yeah, I remember some network in the last couple of years did a marathon, and man, it's good. It's really well done, especially for that time. Yeah, heavy, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Pretty heavy. And I guess they remade it just a few years ago. Mm-hmm. They remade the miniseries, but I did not see that.
And because of that success, I mean, so many miniseries. You know, you had mentioned, you know, Lonesome Dove. You had mentioned the Thornbirds. I can remember the, you know, North and South.
That used to be the thing back in the day. Really a precursor to Netflix, where you binge watch a series.
We weren't binge watching it, right? Because it came out twice a week?
No, I think those miniseries went like night after night after night.
It depended on.
It was like a four-night
Sometimes it was like sometimes it was like every, you know, it ran like every Sunday.
Yeah.
But we kind of watch shows like that more now. Like a lot of shows are more miniseries, really, than series. Like Fleabag was 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, this last, and I think The Crown, the last season of both of those were 8 episodes.
Right.
They're definitely more the length of miniseries than a traditional, TV shows used to have 26 episodes per season. And
be seasonal, like off during the summer and then this. Now it's, you get everything kind of comes out whenever. The other thing about Roots, and I think a lot of those miniseries too, is every TV star from the 19...
Yes!
Like that time, the late 70s, early 80s, was in Roots in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was all these, like, sitcom dads, and they're, like, plantation owners in Roots. And you're like, whoa, I don't...
Robert Reed from the Brady Bunch.
Yes!
Yes!
Really?
A bunch of people who were, like, you know...
Like America's dad.
Yeah, right. Likable guys. And then they're just, so you're like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, it was a way for, I guess, a lot of the networks to highlight their stars, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I can remember how they did that with The Blue and the Gray on CBS. I remember how they did that even with V on NBC, where these people were like, they'd have like little cameos, and you're like, that's the guy from this show, or that's the guy from that show.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I remember V. V was a big deal.
Oh, those aliens, and the baby was born, and it looked like a human, and then it had a tongue, like a split serpent tongue.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's half alien!
They tried to redo that a few years ago, and it didn't do so well.
But I mean, I'm like, man, the most watched TV program in history.
Roots.
Yeah.
Man, 43 years ago today.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, Kev. Things you need to know coming up in just a few minutes, but Sue Thomas now with a look at traffic.
Traffic this morning, kind of a mixed bag, but, you know, for the most part, the...
Perfect. You look perfect tonight.
Ed Sheeran on Y98. Don't forget, just 4 more people getting qualified for the big adventure. It's a trip to Las Vegas. We'll get you qualified at 7:20 and 8:20 today and tomorrow. And just for getting qualified, lunch at Salt and Smoke. You can't beat that. So don't go anywhere.
Okay, some headlines for today. The House impeachment managers pick up arguments again this afternoon in the president's impeachment trial. Democrats deny the rumor that they want to call Hunter Biden as a witness in exchange for former National Security Advisor John Bolton testifying. Mm. Dr. Angela K. Williams from Florissant pleaded guilty this week to federal charges that she was using other people's names to obtain prescriptions for pain pills for her own personal use.
Oof.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
No. She could face up to 4 years in prison. And this is going to make you feel good about yourself. Mensa, you know, the Society for People with High IQs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gina Davis pops to mind. She's a member of Mensa,
yes,
the actress. It's the top 2% of the population in terms of IQ. They now say their youngest member is a 3-year-old in Britain.
Wow.
I'm not sure how you test it. You know what I mean? Wow.
You take like 9 question quizzes on the internet. And they're like, yeah.
Well, besides that, yes. And I wonder if, I guess he can read and took those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the youngest ever, he's not the youngest ever member of
what?
Mensa.
What?
The youngest ever was 2 years and 4 months.
Wow.
Huh.
That just is bizarre.
At that age, too, I feel like your genius can kind of wear off, right? I mean, I was killing it in school up until about 8th grade. You know, people thought this kid is going to, you know, come up with some cures for some things and change the game. And then I don't know what happened.
What did happen in 8th grade?
I found other interests, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It was your genius evident at 2 years and 4 months or whatever that was?
No, around 5.
Yeah.
Sue.
Yeah.
Which it was a burden, really. I mean, it was a lot of pressure.
I can understand that.
Yeah. One day at a time, though.
You have so many burdens. It's hard to carry all of them at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, people take it for granted, but it's lonely at the top, Jen. Really.
All right.
Do you know what I mean? There could be a brilliant 3-year-old,
right,
that,
yeah,
isn't necessarily...
Oh, yeah, yep, absolutely.
You peaked too soon.
Yeah, or somebody ends up being a doctor that was like a dumb kid until,
right,
they were like 12. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
Let me call Mensa. I'll get my rep on the phone.
Your Mensa rep.
Yeah.
All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is Home. Winter weather advisory extended until 6 o'clock tomorrow night. A chance for more rain and snow today. Some schools cancel. Y98, and welcome to the morning show at 6:23. As you're driving down Market Street this morning downtown, or maybe you're not driving down Market Street, there are all of the street lights, and they're lit up in blue and gold. The NHL All-Star Game Fan Fest starts today. There are tons of activities going on, a lot of them at Union Station. They're going to have lots of fun, interactive things for the family. I think we're going to have Coach Ackerman on a little bit later to talk about all of that. But lots of stuff for the kids, including all of the NHL mascots, apparently.
That's right. All the NHL mascots. When you think of NHL mascots, hopefully you think of Louis from the St. Louis Blues first. But second, I think a lot of people probably think of the Philadelphia Flyers. Gritty came out just a few years ago. He was invented, if you will, and freaked a lot of people out. Nightmare fuel is what people called him.
He looks a lot like an orange Oscar the Grouch,
but scarier.
But scarier, yeah.
Mixed with like Animal from the Muppets,
yes,
kind of.
Yeah.
He looks insane.
Right.
He is a little terrifying. If I were a child and my kids were both afraid of mascots when they were really little, there's no way they would have gotten within. They were scared of Fred Bird. I mean, they would have had night terrors about Gritty.
So there's some concern that maybe Gritty won't be making it because Gritty, guys, got into a little bit of trouble. It wasn't too long ago. Back in November, Gritty was doing a photo shoot with fans, and one 13-year-old kid hit Gritty on the head after a photo. The kid's dad said that he, quote, playfully patted Gritty. But apparently it infuriated him, and Gritty allegedly got up and punched the kid in the back. The Flyers say that they investigated. The person in the Gritty costume denied everything, and no witnesses backed up the story, so they dropped it. But the police aren't so sure, and they're still investigating. Couple things. This actually goes down. I mean, those types of photo shoots, and there's a bunch of fans lined up. We've seen that type of thing. There's a lot of people around.
Yeah.
If something like that happens, people are pretty aware of it. Also, if you get to that level, and there's a lot that you have to go through to being one of these mascots. If you get to that level, you know better, and you've probably been hit by kids before, especially at that photo shoot. There's, it just seems kind of unlikely that actually happened.
Yeah, well, the kid was 13, And they say that after taking a picture with him at this, like, gritty photo shoot, that the kid walked away and Gritty, like, took a running punch, basically.
Really?
Like, ran after the kid and punched him in the back. So says the dad.
Oh, wow.
So says the dad. And at one point, I guess the team owners tried to reach out and reach a settlement with this family, even though they didn't have, there's no proof and there are no witnesses that this actually happened.
No one else saw it. It was a photo shoot. Somebody was there.
Right.
And so they're saying, you know, we want your son to be, you know, to still be a fan and have a good experience. And so let's reach some kind of settlement. And apparently the family wasn't happy with it. So then they went to the police and pressed charges.
See, that's crazy. I can only think about my personal experience with mascots. Years ago, we were at Disney World as a family. And my dad...
And you punched Goofy in the face?
No, my dad was trying to get a picture of Chip from Chip and Dale, the chipmunk. And Chip and his hand...
Your dad never cared for Dale.
No. it's a red
nose. Picture that, like, lining up for the picture, and your dad's like, Dale, if you could just take five real quick.
But he was with his handler going back to the place where the mascots change or whatever. So we were, like, kind of trying to follow him as he was going into an area.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Right! And so my dad's got the camera, and I remember Dale kind of pushing my dad away and knocked the camera out of his hand, and it fell on the ground, and Dale felt bad, the handler felt bad, and we ended up getting a picture. But I'm saying to myself, I can understand how mascots get a little, whoa, you're tired in that outfit.
It's hot in that mascot
right,
costume.
You overreact a little bit.
If you get to that point, though, you've done enough of those things that you're kind of ready forever. Like, I'd like to think it's a professional, right, and that something like that would just be crazy to happen.
I don't think anybody would ever go after the kid. You know, I don't know what the full story is, but I could see the possible, like, you know, playful hitting, and then Gritty did something silly, and then the parents, you know, overreacted.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? We talked about the highest paid mascots, and some of them make crazy money. What was the highest paid? I think it's in the NBA.
Oh, it's the gorilla
Denver.
For the Suns. Oh, no.
No. Denver, and it's because a lot of those mascots do trick shots and
right.
stuff, like slam dunks on trampolines and all sorts of nonsense. So that one makes $250,000 mm-hmm. or something insane. Gritty, I think, makes $475 a week, $475. Mm. He's on the lower end of the mascot spectrum here.
I don't know how you can even throw a punch in one of those things. The guy's got three enormous fingers. I don't know how you throw a punch with that. And I don't know that that's fair.
All right. Well,
I've got mixed feelings. I dated a girl once and we were talking about exes and she revealed that she had dated a man. I'm not going to say the team, but it was hard for me. Because every time I saw that mascot, I was like...
I could be a better mascot than that.
Yeah, I can do that.
And
it wasn't Gritty, though. I do want to say that.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
It wasn't a guy with, like, a record. No.
Entertainment Schmig, speaking of couples, Jessica Simpson finally opens up about John Mayer. She opens up about a lot in her new memoir, and we'll have it.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Some sad news to start off with. Monty Python star Terry Jones died Tuesday night. We've talked about him in the last couple of years because he had a battle with dementia. He, since 2016, has not been able to speak. He was diagnosed with dementia the year before, yeah. Founding member of Monty Python. And just tributes pouring in from all of the surviving members of Monty Python. John Cleese saying, it feels strange that a man of so many talents and such endless enthusiasm should have faded so gently away. Two down, four to go.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Graham Chapman was another founding member of Monty Python who died when he was 48 back in 1989.
Wow.
Yeah, so the rest of it, the rest of the troupe, John Cleese, Eric Idle, Michael Palin,
the American one.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Whew. Jessica Simpson and John Mayer. You know they dated for a while. You know that after they broke up, he gave that Rolling Stone interview in which he referred to her as sexual napalm. Mm. She has a new book coming out called Open Book. It comes out February 4th. She talks a lot about John.
Mm.
He thought that was what I wanted to be called. I was floored and embarrassed that my grandmother was going to read that.
He thought that what she wanted to be called. Okay.
He repeatedly told Jessica that he was sexually and emotionally obsessed with her.
Hmm.
She also revealed that he was so smart, and she was constantly worried that he wasn't smart enough. She wasn't smart enough for him, that his intelligence drove her to drink.
Oh, boy. That's not... healthy,
wow.
Healthy reaction.
Yikes.
To that. It should drive her to read, is what it should do. Makes you smarter.
Gotta say you're right on that.
Drinking's the opposite. Come on, Jessica.
Gotta agree.
Pick up a book next time. Put the bottle down.
Her anxiety would spike, and she would pour another drink. It was the start of her relying on alcohol to mask her nerves.
Oh, that's sad, though.
I know. Also, she turned to alcohol and pills to deal with a childhood trauma. She was sexually abused as a child.
Oh.
I know. She said she's been sober since November of 2017. And she said she found direction, and that was to walk straight ahead with no fear. It looks like it's going to be an interesting book out in just a week or so. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, are you ready, Sue?
I'm ready.
Sue's the only one. Yeah. Tim's slow clapping. Sue's the only one who cares. You know.
I care.
Oh, you don't care.
You care to make fun of this.
No.
Shebang.
I just think people need to be realistic. I like them both, obviously. But we're also just like, oh, the chemistry. It's like, yeah, they're two of the most charismatic people we've ever seen.
Exactly.
And we're like, when they're together, it's like, well, that's, you know.
Star power.
They're super likable, charismatic people.
I am not saying that I think they're getting married tomorrow. I just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, right.
Of seeing them here and there.
Me,
fair, Sue.
Yeah. Me too. Brad and Jennifer married from 2000 to 2005. They've been apart three times as long as they were together. I get this. I totally understand that they were only married for 5 years.
But
they surveyed people to ask them if they should get back together.
God. What did people say?
23% of people said yes. 1 in 4 said they should date again. 16% said they shouldn't. The other 61% either don't know or I'm assuming.
Don't care.
Yeah, don't care.
Man.
But speaking of getting sober... Brad Pitt got sober after his split from Angelina Jolie, and according to sources, he's apologized to Jennifer Aniston for a lot of things in their relationship.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yes! They say he's in a different place than when they were together. He's worked really hard on himself, and he's apologized to her for many things he felt were issues in their relationship and has taken ownership.
Well, good!
For his mistakes. They have both moved on.
What if it does happen? How dumb would I feel?
But the source continues to say, they just love and adore each other and have been much closer friends since their divorces. They have a very mature relationship.
Great. The old fingers under lapel.
Yep, that'll do
mature
it.
Mature relationship.
You know what? That finger under the lapel speaks volumes, Tim.
Yeah.
You just need to acknowledge it. TV Tonight, Star Trek Picard.
Oh, that looks awesome.
Sorry, it's on CBS All Access.
I know, but man, they're bringing all the old people back. It just looks great. And I was always a bigger Picard fan than a Kirk fan.
Really?
Yeah, because he was class.
Okay.
Kirk was a little too reckless for you.
Exactly, yeah.
The guy played by his own rules. It wasn't your thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gotcha. Picard was more by the book. I barely watched that Star Trek at all, but this does look cool, but it makes me want to
get CBS All Access.
Well, it makes me want to care about the old one, but I'll probably just read some Wikipedia stuff so I get the reference.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've not watched any of it.
You can basically watch movies on Wikipedia. It takes you 10 minutes. You read the entire plot.
You're
right. Gives you the twist and the ending, and it's good reading.
Yeah,
people are always like, oh, books. And I'm like, have you read about movies on Wikipedia? That's good reading.
Tim with the Cliff Notes, Schmig.
If only you were around to help Jessica Simpson.
I know, exactly. Torn through some things.
That's the Schmig. More at 840. More online at Y98.com with Schmig in podcast form. Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in January for just $10 a month and no contract.
Circles Post Malone on Y98. Don't forget, big adventure. Four more chances to get qualified for the trip to Vegas. All kinds of great stuff going on. Blue Man Group, hockey game, and Gwen Stefani all in Las Vegas. But you got to get qualified first. Four more chances. 720, 820 today. 720, 820 tomorrow. That means it's coming up in about 13 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go anywhere.
Your trip to Australia is coming up.
Sure is. I leave Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for you.
I know.
Thank you, Sue.
Celebrating.
And, you've never been, right?
Never been.
Oh, wow.
Where are we going? I mean, you.
Melbourne, Sydney, New Zealand,
wow.
And then some a few other little here and there.
What do you most look forward to?
Comforting the people.
Sure, sure. Just a normal Tim trip.
seeing my friends, quite honestly. I've been friends with this crew over there for a long time, and my brothers have been over, and I hear all these adventures, and so I'm finally pumped to do it. And we're seeing the tennis.
The Australian Open.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that I'm pretty pumped about.
Yeah. You're celebrating a big birthday.
Yeah. Going to go to a cricket match over there.
Nice. A cricket match, you say?
Yeah. I come back with like all cricket hats.
that sounds right.
I'm a huge cricket fan.
Forget the Battle Hawks. Cricket, yeah. Man.
There are a couple flying stories, but first, Sue, you need to help talk some sense into Tim, because I was arguing with him yesterday. He leaves Saturday night at around 5, so we have about 58 hours left until he takes off in the skies.
Okay.
He says he's going to pack Saturday morning.
Oh, Tim! No. What is it with men and the packing at
right?
the last second?
I don't get it.
I've got my passport out, so I know where that is. I've
okay.
been staring at it every day, so that's the most important thing.
I would have been packed a month ago.
Okay, see, I fall somewhere in that. I would not have been
not
packed
a month,
that long.
Not a month, but maybe like a week ahead of time. Most of it's in an open suitcase that's lying
on
the floor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't you need that stuff?
No, you said it's summer there. I'm not wearing any of those clothes right now.
All right. Maybe I'll get started tonight, Jen.
I don't care. Why do I feel like your mother right here? I don't know. But let's talk flying, because there was a new survey about what seat is the best. You know, 70% of it said it is the choice seat.
I go back and forth. Obviously, it's not the middle seat. For the most part, I think window.
Yeah, I think window, too.
I'm a window as well.
70% said window. 1% said they would rather sit in the middle.
Who are those people?
I don't know.
Those people aren't getting much, like, affection. Like,
no.
They, you know.
Yeah, right. They need some help and advice from you, Tim.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. I'll comfort them, too, on my way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
3% of people, these are monsters right here, said the person in the middle gets no armrests.
No.
They're just selfish.
They get
human
both
beings.
Armrests.
Yeah, you gotta be cool.
Most people said they both belong to the person in the
right.
middle seat, but 1 out of 4 people look around said whoever gets there first.
Yeah, I do feel like that's how it is. I don't think it's fair, but that's it, in my experience. That's what I find. Because a lot of people aren't thinking about, like, yes, you've got the people who are flying regularly who are like, these are the rules, this is how I contain myself. But on any given plane, there's so many people who are just looking around like, what is going on? And they don't, you know, they'll do whatever.
Yeah.
They're not bad people. They just, you know, they're not thinking about, oh, who gets this armrest?
Sue, we're glad you're here, but if Lance were here, man, 1 in 3 people are like Lance when it comes to the airplane bathroom.
Oh, dear.
They don't use it?
They said that 33% said they just hold it.
I do not go into that thing unless it's the end of the world.
This is a 15-hour flight I'm taking.
Yep, it doesn't matter. Just don't drink much. You'll be fine. I just flew overseas, but you're right, it wasn't 15 hours back. And I could do it. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, Lance said when he flew to London, it got a little dicey.
There are worse bathrooms that we've all dealt
it's
with.
True.
The
yeah.
ones on an airplane.
Yeah. I just don't like to get up because I'm usually in the window. I got to go through 15 people to get there, and there's some guy who's gone before me, and it's not a situation that looks appealing.
It is more asking the people that are sitting in your row to get up for me than it is actually being in
the
bathroom.
Yeah.
And 63% of people said a carry-on is easier. Yeah, we know. We see you trying to cram all your stuff into the overhead compartment and argue with the, oh, geez, just check it. You're checking your stuff, right? Flying to Australia.
I'm checking about. Yeah, because I'm bringing over so much. These guys love Cardinals and the Blues, so I've got all kinds of gear. Some of it was hard to part with. But all kinds of gear, and that's all going to be in this extra suitcase. And then I'm hoping I acquire some things over there.
Yeah. And then...
Kevin wants a koala bear. So.
one that's real, please.
No. U.S. Department of Transportation just proposed new rules. And if they happen, all these emotional service animals, aside from dogs... will no longer be allowed on planes.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
It's tough because obviously some people are getting carried away. Obviously, it's not very hard to get any old animal signed up as an emotional support animal as it stands right now.
They said they think there are a lot of fake claims.
What?
But some of them are real.
Right.
You know?
Some of them are real. I know some people who have support animals that are not dogs. But they say pigs, miniature horses, peacocks, turkeys.
Peacocks.
They're going to...
Peacocks. I hadn't heard that
one. Oh, yeah. It happened.
The president of the Association of Flight Attendants says the days of Noah's Ark in the air are hopefully
good line.
And then there is this guy in Brooklyn. His name's Floyd Hayes. He just registered an emotional support beer.
Nice. Nice, Floyd.
Yeah. So Brooklyn, for when he rides on the train. He said it's a federal crime to have an alcoholic beverage, and I always wondered where he could get. Not that I'm an alcoholic.
But I need that beer.
Okay, Sue Thomas, how are the roads this morning? I know it's been a little dicey, especially with the forecast, with our winter weather advisory being extended until 6 o'clock tomorrow night. That's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home.
Congratulations to Angie LaRose from Bloomsdale, Missouri. She qualified for the big adventure, which means she'll be joining us for lunch at Salt and Smoke, where we find out who won this thing. Three more qualifiers. That's it. That's all we got. Wow. 8:20 today and then 7:20 and 8:20 tomorrow. Congratulations, Angie.
Okay, so we were just talking about emotional support animals. It's pretty interesting because the Department of Transportation is lobbying. They've proposed that... that only emotional support dogs be allowed on planes. So if this passes, there are a lot of people with legitimate service animals that are not dogs who will not be allowed to bring them on the plane.
Which I think is unfair. I mean, I don't know how you document that or make that right.
Where you draw the line.
You're right.
You just make it, I don't know. They say it's too easy for just anybody to get their animal to qualify as an emotional support animal. And I do believe that there are people who are kind of playing the system.
Yeah, well, it affects like hotels too, because you can get the documentation fairly easily.
Yeah.
And then these hotels that, you know, you got to be careful because different people are allergic, and it's just obviously clean out it, a whole lot of issues. And all these people are just bringing their pets.
So it's like, what's the solution? Do you make it more difficult and then possibly... not give someone the certification who actually truly needs it? Mm-hmm. And then you're going to hear those stories, like someone who has PTSD and has an emotional support animal who is denied, was not allowed to bring the animal on the plane. Or do you just ban all those animals other than service dogs? I don't really know. I don't know the answer. But we had a lot of people weigh in on the text line, and you can too, 314-531-9898.
Yeah, and a lot of them seem to favor the support animal, but here's one in particular that you're like, okay, here's the question, where do you draw the line? This person works for an oral surgeon, and they said they had a patient bring a support kangaroo.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
It didn't behave So they had to put it in the waiting room. There's the issue. What happens when your support animal doesn't behave on the flight?
Are your support animal
in the dentist's office? Well,
yeah, causes a lot of anxiety. Then it's that kangaroo didn't have its support animal, and things got crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's easily. I mean, you don't just have a pet kangaroo if it's not a support animal.
That whole statement was.
I don't know. I still can't.
Wait a minute. Like you see a kangaroo. Well, surely it's a support kangaroo. People aren't just. It's just as weird.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound. Bonafide or bogus?
Thank you, Frankie. Bonafide or bogus with me, Tim Convey. I make a statement. You guys weigh in on whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yes.
We're going to talk about breakfast because it's the morning.
Okay.
And Sue, you're going to join us, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
Okay, good. Here we go. Bonafide or bogus? The average American ate more than 250 eggs last year.
250?
Oh, bonafide. Bless you.
For sure. In stuff, Tim, or like its own dish? Do you know what I'm saying? Does it count if I've eaten bread with an egg in? You know what I mean?
Yes. I'm going to say just consumed, whether it was in something or you were just popping them in.
Then bona fide.
250.
I'll say bogus. That's a little high.
I already said bona fide. When I eat an egg, just scrambled eggs or whatever type of egg, I don't just eat one. I always eat at least two.
Mm-hmm.
So makes that's sense. Like once every 3 days.
Bona fide.
Yeah.
Woo!
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says we ate 280 eggs last year on average. I'm eating way more than that.
Bonafide.
Way more.
Mm-hmm.
For better or for worse. Bona fide or bogus. According to a 2019 survey, 12% of Americans like their bacon burnt to a crisp.
Yes.
True or false?
What percentage?
12%. Like it burnt to a crisp.
I am not one of those people, but I'm going to say bona fide.
Yeah, bona fide for sure. My husband and I get in arguments over how to cook bacon.
I'll say bogus.
Nope. It is bogus.
Bogus!
Only 1% like their bacon burnt, 20% like it chewy, and 71% like it crispy.
Crispy.
Oh, I like chewy.
Oh, my husband likes it chewy.
I'm with you, Ryan.
It's the only thing we argue about.
The only thing. Well, you win.
Bonafide or bogus?
We were arguing, and Tim was like, "You argue about everything." Nope, we only argue about bacon. That's it.
Bonafide or bogus? There's a lot of other jokes in there. Bonafide or bogus? The Guinness record holder for largest bowl of cereal weighed over 3,000 pounds.
I don't know why that amuses me. That's completely ridiculous.
I know.
Isn't that a ton? I'll say...
bona fide.
I'll say bogus.
I'll say don't care.
It's bona fide.
Bona fide?
The game show Let's Make a Deal made it happen for a food-themed episode in 2016. The giant bowl was filled with cornflakes and milk and weighed 3,504 pounds, or roughly the same weight as a brand new Toyota Corolla.
Hey.
Man, that person really is upset that they didn't pick what was behind door number two.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And what gets soggier quicker than cornflakes? That's a bad choice there.
Can I get the Corolla instead?
Yeah.
Bona fide or bogus, only 19% of adults in the U.S. don't drink coffee.
Only 19. Well, that's 1 in 5. I think that's about right. Bonafide.
Yeah, I'll say bonafide.
Okay, bonafide.
You guys are right. It's bonafide.
Bonafide.
So 8 in 10 people do drink it. That's a lot. Roughly 1 in 5 Americans take their coffee black. Everyone else uses cream.
Yeah.
And finally, bonafide or bogus, a poll last year found over 50% of Americans would rather eat leftover pizza for breakfast than normal breakfast foods.
50%? That seems high to me.
Yeah, but I believe that.
That seems high.
That's good, though. I'm going to say bona fide.
It depends on the pizza. I'm going to say bogus.
I'll go bogus, too. Although, now that I think about it, it's probably right. What is it?
It's bona fide.
Bona fide?
Everyone got it. 53% of people in the poll said they'd rather eat cold pizza for breakfast.
There are some pizzas that, like, I love cold pizza, but some pizza, ugh. You take that first bite, like, is this going to be good cold? No, it's not.
I'm a fan. No matter what kind of pizza, even if I don't like it the night before, the next morning, I'm like, let's do this.
Warmed up, but maybe not cold.
No, I don't mind. I don't care that much about the temperature of food. Isn't that weird? There are exceptions, but for the most part, I don't even think people are always like, oh, you could throw it in the microwave. I don't.
That's weird.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, it's very
bonafide.
Yeah.
I'll add it to the list.
I don't like cold French fries, but I don't need things. I don't know. Ugh. And some people are crazy. Some people take, you know, coffee or tea, they'll have two sips and they're like back in the microwave. Like they need it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Steaming. I can't drink cold. Coffee that's cooled off? No.
No.
Ugh.
When we were flying in the helicopter years ago doing traffic, I was sitting next to a guy.
He liked to
eat leftover pizza for breakfast. But one time he ate the pizza that he didn't put in the fridge all night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Got a little motion sickness.
He said, Sue, you know what? It smelled okay to me. And then we had to get the bag out.
Oh,
and
no.
We had to land.
The bag.
So the bag came out, Tim.
Oh, I've heard some of these stories before.
And he never did that again.
Yeah.
No.
He said he was put off the old breakfast pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure it still looks good that next morning, but maybe pop that in the fridge.
Can we do a segment, Helicopter Stories, with Sue Thomas?
Yeah, I think we should.
There's some crazy adventures. Not all appropriate for the air, I'll tell you. You put Sue Thomas in a helicopter and anything can happen. But
you know, we just grazed the tip of the iceberg there with that breakfast pizza story.
Oh, so gross.
And you have to start everyone with the one time we were up in the helicopter doing traffic.
So I was like, hey, let me drive. You do the traffic.
Well, I was not driving ever. I think we all feel better.
Whitney Houston and Kygo, Higher Love, doing the old Steve Winwood song. And I love it. I can't get enough of it.
I know.
It's right here on 198.
I know.
Big fan.
Scientists at Harvard, you know, they're busy curing cancer, maybe working on the coronavirus. Second person in the United States in LA diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Don't love it.
I'm going to start walking around with a mask all the time. But no, these scientists at Harvard are trying to figure out why stress makes your hair go gray. Your parents said it all the time. Did your parents say, like, every gray hair on my head is from you?
No, that sounds...
No? Just mine?
Just yours.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. No, but sometimes people say, like...
That's a lot to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
There are those sayings like, you're making me go gray, or... references to stress and gray hair have been around for a long time. Turns out it's true. And it has to do with your fight or flight response.
Science.
Your sympathetic nervous system. When triggered, and you have that flight or fight response, it produces a chemical that attacks the cells that color your hair. And if it happens enough times, you get gray hair.
Really?
Now you know.
I like it.
Yeah.
Speaking of stress, the thing...
No, I mean, I like my gray hair. What do you guys think? There's more and more. I got a haircut yesterday, so you can't see it as much, but...
Are you going to start coloring your hair?
No. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But it is a little odd when you see these men who are clearly in their 80s and have not a single gray hair on their head.
Exactly.
Sometimes it keeps, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
See, I got accused recently when I got my haircut that I dye my hair.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, no, I've never dyed my hair. I don't have any stress. No.
I started going gray really at a really young age, like in my 20s, probably because I stress out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of stress, anxiety and parties. Top things at social events that stress you out.
Mm. Just parties in general.
Number one made me think of my high school reunion because it's number one and also number eight on the list. You remember my high school reunion where I was very nervous because I was going to come face to face with.
Oh, that's right.
My former best friend and now arch enemy, Danielle DeFrancis.
Oh, Danielle yes. DeFrancis. Whoa, whoa.
But Sue, spoiler alert, it ends well.
Oh, okay.
It
okay.
did end well. But we had this thing where we got into an argument and I waited for her to call me and she waited for me to call her. No one called each other.
Oh, boy.
And then all of a sudden, decades pass and we're at this high school reunion and I'm like dreading even like not dreading going because I was excited for everybody else, but dreading the moment where she walked in and just worrying someone you don't like might show up to a party is number eight on this list. Someone you don't like showing up to the party is number one in terms of things that cause us anxiety at social events. Turns out we ended up talking. Everything was fine.
Danielle DeFrancis.
It was all a big misunderstanding. Yeah, I was afraid it was going to be like a showdown.
But she played it cool. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
Well, that's great.
It was totally fine.
All those years of stress for no reason. You wouldn't have nearly as many grays if you had just communicated in the first place.
50% of my gray hairs are due to the Danielle DeFrancis episode.
I hope you told her.
Feeling pressured to stay at a party even though you want to leave and feeling like you don't fit in. The only person you know is the host and the party not being any fun.
Yeah.
Top five.
I have anxiety about my anxiety in social situations like that because I think that people, especially if I'm like dating someone and I'm about to meet their friends and family and stuff, they expect it. People always think, oh, well, he's on the radio and he's the comedian and he was in a band. So they think I'm going to be this very like comfortable.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not. I freak out. Like, I understand that I can do this. I understand that I can get up in front of people. But social situations, I freak out. And it's like I'm not allowed to have that anxiety because I do those other things as far as people are concerned.
Yeah.
But the pressure is crazy. And I feel like I'm constantly disappointing people. They're like, so he's a comedian, this guy? And I'm like really shy.
Well, I totally get that too.
It's terrible. And then that gives me even more anxiety, so I don't go to parties.
KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis is powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. This is
It's Food Stuffs with me, Tim Connolly. Why? Because it's 8:05. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Four locations in St. Louis and a fifth coming real soon to Ballpark Village. So much to get to. It's National Pie Day. You've heard us say that. Let us be the first to offer you and yours a very happy National Pie Day.
Yes.
The Pie Council started it, and why not? I know you're thinking summertime. I know you're thinking maybe it should be March 14th. I don't know what you're thinking, but it's today.
Yeah.
So get out there and eat some pie.
Really should be in June or July. Just saying.
Speaking of pie, let's talk about pizza pie. Little Caesars. I'm a huge Little Caesars fan. I find them very underrated.
It's very sad to find out when we talked about it a couple weeks ago that the one in Crestwood near the pool closed.
Yeah, you were like, oh, I go to this one. And somebody was like, Jen, that's closed.
But it just closed like a month or two ago. I go there a lot in the summer because it's right by the pool we go to. Yeah. Very sad.
How about this? They're getting creative. They've been spotted selling a new slices and sticks pizza. What is it, you ask? How about this? Four slices of pepperoni pizza combined with eight Italian cheese sticks plus crazy sauce. That's right. Half the pizza, regular old pepperoni, regular old pizza, whatever you want. The other half, crazy bread cheese sticks.
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
You know, a lot of times my kids, I don't know who they belong to, want pizza without tomato sauce, which is essentially
cheese and bread.
Breadsticks. Sometimes I'm like, why am I just not ordering breadsticks for you kids? Cheesy breadsticks. That's what it is.
Little Caesars got the best of both
now
worlds.
Now we do both. Mm-hmm.
Make it happen.
Bam.
Yours is closed.
Food stuff.
Up next,
there's a line of makeup inspired by Hershey's candies, right? And it's they went all out. I know it's like, oh, yeah, it's a chocolate makeup. This is serious. All of the packaging, it all comes in bags as looks if it's like a candy bar.
Yes.
And it's all really, really cool stuff. Like, it all looks like candy. A lot of colors. I mean, everything from Hershey's, like the cookies and cream bars to the classic milk chocolate. I'm way into it. Do you see this?
Oh, my gosh. It looks awesome.
That actually looks good, because when you say that at first, you think, what, a candy and makeup? Yeah.
You're like, next story, new stuff.
But boy, that is pretty.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, see stuff. See it online at Y98.com.
Y98.com, Hershey's makeup. Oh, this is good. We're talking about Australia. I leave Saturday for Australia, and lots of things that you can do to help, including locally, Niche, which is the Gerard Craft Restaurant Group, his whole thing. They are doing something, cookies for koalas, and why not? It's at Rockwell Beer Company. It is this Saturday from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. You get in for free, and then you can get cookies. There's all kinds of fun things. So, like, Pastaria is involved, all the different Gerard Craft stuff. They'll have things
That's
there.
That's neat.
And, Pastaria's pastry chef she's amazing. I think she was nominated for, like, a James Beard or some, like, national pastry award. She's good.
Sue's listening.
I'm in.
So, yeah, get involved with that. And that Rockwell Beer Company is pretty cool. It's fairly new down there on Vanvetter.
Oh, is that the one that has all the, like, shipping containers?
Yeah, it looks like it's, yeah, exactly.
It's really awesome looking.
Yeah, so get there and do some good. And then finally, more people go to Super Bowl parties for the food than the game.
Well, yeah.
Not surprising anybody? Favorite Super Bowl foods? Kevin.
God, I just would just say the nachos, man. I mean, and I like the buffalo wings, but the nachos, if done right, the best at a party.
Jen Myers?
Yeah, you definitely have to have some wings, but one year, we did some deep-fried candy bars.
Ooh.
For the Super Bowl, really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it was dangerous.
Sue Thomas?
I like a dip.
There you go. That's the correct answer. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. There's a dill dip I'm a big fan of. I associate it with the Super Bowl. I go all out. That's what I recommend.
French onion dip. What's your favorite dip?
I like a French onion, but I like a dill. I even like a seven layer. I'll take any kind of dip. I even like, what do you call that when you melt the Velveeta? Rotel.
Rotel.
Bring me some Rotel.
Oh, it's so good. Like around halftime, you have to put it back in the microwave and re-microwave it because it's like
gross.
Congealed.
Yes.
And then you worry about your arteries. But other than that, it's delicious.
It's so good. I'm a dill guy. Seven layer, not for me. Anything over four layers is just too much
really?
For a dip. It's not a dip anymore. It's like a...
Oh, I love... A seven-layer dip is like a meal.
It is.
There's enough nutrients in there that can... Yeah, it can sustain
all the food groups are in
the wilderness. You get lost in the wilderness and you have seven-layer dip.
That's right.
I'm not worried.
When I was a kid, we used to do the big sub sandwich, like the long, where you had to like line up several tables in your basement to fit that thing up. That's what the Super Bowl was.
Yes.
That's what you were most excited about.
Now I want a super long sub sandwich.
Somebody should do that this year. Get on that. Chicken wings, pizza, mozzarella sticks, chips. And dip, that's all on the list. This has been Foodstuffs, guys. If you missed anything, check it out online, Y98.com, or wherever you get your podcast. Just look for the Y98 Morning Show podcast.
It's always interesting what I crave after Foodstuffs. Right now, I'm craving seven-layer dip, a seven-foot-long sub sandwich, and some Hershey's chocolate bars. All right, about 10 minutes away from your next chance to qualify for our big adventure to Vegas, brought to you by First Community. But your forecast, brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home.
Oh, you kissed me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Renee Schreiner is joining us at Salt and Smoke at the end of the month. And at that lunch, we are drawing our grand prize winner, who's flying off to Vegas for 4 days and three nights. Hotel, airfare, three nights of entertainment, including a St. Louis Vegas hockey game and Gwen Stefani's residency. It's the Big Adventure presented by First Community. Tomorrow's your last day to get in on this. You have a 1 in 18 shot of winning the whole thing. 7:20 and 8:20 tomorrow. We qualify you.
Who on the show now? Who on the show?
show is back, which means Alex Rich is back.
Hello, Alex.
Yeah. We back. How we doing?
I feel like you're kind of, I was thinking about this, the male Lizzo. Do you think that's accurate? You guys just have similar philosophies on life. You guys both live it to the fullest.
They both carry tiny purses.
Yeah. You've got to be bold with that personality and really put it all out there. Yeah. Me and Lizzo, we coordinate on some things, so.
Have you met? I feel like you guys have crossed paths in life.
No. I didn't get the pleasure. Jen didn't bring me along as
her
plus
one. Oh, that's right. Jen Myers.
Remember that whole thing?
They've got close to nothing in common.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying. Alex, thank you for being here, buddy. Who on the show? So you went around to our coworkers here in Entercom St. Louis. We're trying to find out how much they know about us. So you asked them some questions. They weighed in on who on the show they think qualifies.
And this is better. I think people know you guys better than they have in the past. They're learning.
Oh, that's good.
Some of the answers in the past have not been so great.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Tim has been going around campaigning.
Tim does. He comes onto that sales side. He's like, hey, when Thursday rolls around and Alex puts out that survey, make sure you guys are just really picking me for the specific answers.
I throw out 20s. It's great.
So we're doing a little travel-related theme since Tim's going to save the koalas next week in Australia. Mm-hmm. So the first question is, who on the show is most likely to pack the lightest? What do you guys think?
Ooh, I think me.
Yeah, I would say Tim. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So Lance got 4 votes. Kevin.
Lance, probably.
Yep, Kevin got 3. Tim got 2. Jen got 1. I would have said Kevin because he would probably wear those zip-off pants. He would have the shorts, the pants all in one, bring a toothbrush.
Yep. It's my cruise wear.
Little sack with a stick on the end over his shoulder.
He's not a hobo.
Simple man. Just a simple man.
That's right.
Who on the show is most likely to forget to check into their flight? I mean, come on. Who do you guys think people
Tim.
Picked?
Me.
Tim Convey, 6 votes.
Oh, wow.
Kevin, 3. Lance, 1.
I still don't understand the concept of checking in. You just get there, right?
Have you ever flown Southwest?
24 hours.
Come on.
24 hours. They get you a good little seat in the front of the plane.
You're like not always. You're C57.
Tim goes straight to the back.
I'm group 34 every time.
He's C57 on Southwest only because they didn't sell the last 3 seats on the plane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm United this time. We'll see how it goes. I'll try to check in.
Let us know, will you?
Okay.
I like this one. Who on the show is least likely to have a conversation with the person next to them on the plane?
Ooh. Not Jen.
Jen actually got 3 votes.
You know what?
Really?
Yeah.
I sit down and I pop my headphones right in so no one can talk to me.
You do. You get it all out of your system on here and then strangers, you're like.
Right,
So Lance got 5.
Oh, wow. Lance, really?
Lance got 5. Well, there's no traffic up in the air, so.
He's got nothing to talk about.
So he's got nothing to talk about.
Not right. He's not here to defend himself.
A little bit of a jam next to the bathrooms in the back of the plane, in front of the plane, looking clear.
Tim's a talker. Tim got 1 vote. So Tim's talking to the window next to him.
Sure. If there's a reflection, definitely. Oh, wow.
All right, so here's another one that I see that happens when I'm traveling a lot. Who on the show is most likely to bring Lysol wipes and clean the seats/tray before they sit down on the plane?
Well, did I get a unanimous?
But we know that Lance is kind of a germaphobe.
Oh,
so
he's a germaphobe.
Lance would be the guy. But
yeah, but you guys know this. Your votes don't count.
Right.
You know?
Oh, I'd say Jen then.
Yeah, he's Jen.
Doing it for the kids.
Yeah, I do it for the kids for sure.
Jen got 6 votes. Lance, 2. Tim, kind of a germaphobe, people think. Wipes down the seats. 2 votes.
Really?
I have kids as well, but I apparently don't care.
I'm not.
Everyone assumes you live in filth.
Exactly.
Kevin doesn't believe. He's not sure germs are real.
All right. And this is a good hotel one. Who on the show is most likely, when they get to the hotel, to call housekeeping and ask for extra towels and pillows?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Really? I got to admit, even I've done it before.
Really?
Even I.
Not the pillows necessarily, but towels. It's nice to have.
Because who knows how many people you're going to have in a hotel room. Right. You got to be ready. Alex Rich, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Alex. Who on the show?
Entertainment Schmig up in 6 minutes.
Lover.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. If you missed the 640 Schmig, you want to listen to it in podcast form. We talked about Jessica Simpson's new book where she talks about John Mayer and that crazy Rolling Stone interview he did. We talked about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt getting back together and the public poll. Guess what? People want it to happen. Sue and I are on board.
I'm down.
But here, let's talk about mullets.
Nice.
Gayle King's,
I'm down.
Gayle King's Grammy special is tonight at 9 on CBS. She interviews Billie Eilish and Lizzo and Lil Nas X and Jonas Brothers and Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. And she said the mullet has come back as a trend.
Oh, come on.
Slow down, Gayle King.
Have you seen... Have you seen, there are a lot of millennials with mullets right now. Blake said he would consider it. And he said that Gwen is on board. Although Gwen, when she talked about it, she's like, yeah, I said we could find some hair extensions that would totally match his hair. Which if you think about it, that means she's not totally on board. No. She doesn't want him growing out a mullet. She just wants him to clip some hair extensions on every once in a while for fun.
I could see him having one though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just easy to picture, isn't it?
He was named one of the top 10 best country mullets of all time.
Sounds like a riveting interview. Yeah. I can't wait to tune in.
Also on TV tonight.
So tell me.
If you don't want to watch that on CBS, you can watch Tim's best friend from back in the day, Best Friends Incorporated, David Gentile, as A Million Little Things returns on ABC.
Yep.
Do it.
Great show.
Okay, you want to hear the worst advice Eddie Murphy ever got?
Yes.
He was 18 or 19, doing stand-up at a club in Florida, and Rodney Dangerfield was there. So he asked,
years ago, I was played the comic strip in Fort Lauderdale, and I was maybe 17, and Rodney Dangerfield comes in. So I was like, Mr. Dangerfield, after the show, will you watch my set? And he was like, yeah, sure, kid. Now, this is 1980, so it's like this kid on stage doing edgy racial stuff. And so afterwards, Dangerfield sees me, and he's like, hey, kid, I don't know where you're going to go with that, you know, the language and the race stuff. I was crestfallen. Cut to 2-3 years later, and I was at Vegas in the bathroom. Rodney Dangerfield comes to the urinal right next to me, and I look over, and he looks at me and says, hey, who knew?
Oh my God, that's awesome.
That's great.
So great. Awesome. Sounds a little bit like his Gumby.
Yeah, that's
Gumby voice.
A little bit.
That's good.
Okay, another disagreement. Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks. We've talked about this, how they've been feuding for almost 30 years, right?
Yeah.
Henry Winkler said, no, it's not a thing. It's just a joke. When he was talking about it on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, he played it up for comedic effect. But the fact that he got fired about 13 days in directing Turner and Hooch, the Tom Hanks movie, he said, no ill will. And he said that when a TMZ photographer or reporter stopped him this week out on the street.
But was he fired because of Tom Hanks or not?
Apparently, the two didn't really mesh, and so they let him go.
Okay, so
I think that's still true.
Yeah.
But he said he's over it.
They're such nice guys. I can see them doing some appearance. Like, they'll present together at an award show or something fun.
And, ooh, Oscars, maybe?
Yeah. And we'll all like it and be like, well, forget about all the real problems in the world.
Let's make it happen, Oscar producers. Best picture. Tom Hanks and Henry Winkler come out. Come on.
I'm thinking more like lighting design or something.
Whatever. Captain Marvel 2. Potential 2022 release. Mark it down on your calendar. If you're a fan of The Karate Kid, I know that Tim has Cobra Kai down on his binge watching while he's flying to Australia. Mm-hmm. Karate Kid, the movie, being turned into a stage musical.
I got no problem with that.
He was a chair composing the music. Let's do it.
Great music.
Let's sweep the leg.
What's the other one? I am a man who will fight. But what's the one from the first Karate Kid?
Glory of Love?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's it.
No, that's the one I was just singing.
Yeah,
what's the other? There's another big song.
Oh, I can't
you're
remember.
You're the best tukukun around.
Yes,
no one's ever gonna take you down. You're the best tukukun. But they'll do the Broadway version, so it'll be like, you're the best around. No one's. And everyone will be like, yeah, I liked it better the first one.
Ben Platt.
Daniel LaRusso. I have no friends. If only I had a way to stick out a little bit and make friends and keep these bullies at bay.
Wax on.
The old man next door? What's he gonna do?
I can't
we
go
got
on.
It here, man.
That's Entertainment Schmig.
Paint your fence. I'm just a kid. What's going on right now? Are we finished?
Are you finished? I can't. I'm crying.
Okay.
I'm crying. I'm done.
You see, there's this guy, Johnny.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Sue Thomas.
Speaking of best around, Sue Thomas.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, traffic this morning. You know what? We really lucked out. Now, it's mainly been wet roadways.
On Y98, celebrity birthday time. Big birthday today, at least on a personal note. Gil Gerard, Buck Rogers turned 77 today.
Woo!
Wow. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, what are you doing to celebrate this year?
I'm going to probably watch the Buck Rogers Marathon on Sci-Fi like I have in years past. I believe it's on at 10:30 every Saturday night, too, on, like, MeTV.
They do a marathon for his birthday?
They do a marathon for Gil Gerard.
He has some interesting hair. It's just kind of helmet-esque.
Yeah. 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 I like to call him TV's Han Solo, though he really wasn't. But yeah, Erin Gray. There's my childhood crush. Wilma Deering on Buck Rogers. But enough about Buck Rogers.
And you.
Let's look at some other celebrities today who are celebrating a birthday. Here's another oldie but a goodie. How old is Pointer Sisters' Anita Pointer?
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Is she an original?
Well, yeah, they're the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah, but there's different incarnations. It's like the Temptations. Like, there's a 24-year-old in the Temptations. Right
I
now,
do believe she is one of the originals. Okay. Yes.
You think she had a way younger sister? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there were originally four, correct? And then they went to three, and then they have toured, you know, since.
Don't know that much about the Pointer Sisters.
You should.
But how old is Anita?
I have no clue.
70.
67.
68.
72. Mm. 72. All right.
Still excited, too.
Yeah, yeah. 72. Oh, so excited.
Yeah. Speaking of being excited, how old is Tiffany Thiessen from Saved by the Bell?
It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell.
Oh, you want to talk about childhood crush? Yours was Erin Gray. Tim's was a T.A.
Tiffany Amberthy.
Tiffany Amberthy.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. She is.
I think she's 45.
Tim, you should go. You should know.
46.
46 is correct.
He does know.
He does know. All right.
Happy birthday, Tiffany.
All right. You know
she
her,
says you're welcome.
You know her best as Lieutenant Olivia Benson from Law & Order Special Victims Unit. How old is Mariska Hargitay?
Oh, boy.
She looks so good.
She does.
I mean, I don't care what age she is.
Yeah, we say she looks good, but what if she's 27? Then you're like,
No, she's not. I think she's maybe already 60.
Really? I was going to say 50.
But I'm really bad at this game.
Yeah. I was going to say 54.
There's no way she's 60.
Why do I always go first? I don't know.
This has been a rough week for you with the birthdays. 52.
58.
54.
56.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
she still looks really good for 56.
Last but not least, I want you to want me. It's Robin Zander's birthday from Cheap Trick.
I will be the flame.
A little soft Rocktober.
I will be the
flame. Old, for sure. He's looked older since Cheap Trick had their time in the sun.
Yeah, and they had a long career.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, I Want You to Want Me and all those songs. Like, The Flame was late 80s, but Want You to Want Me and some of those albums were 70s.
65?
71.
75.
67.
Whoa.
Those are your celebrity birthdays today on Gil Gerard. Buck Rogers' birthday. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
Happy birthday, Buck Rogers. All right. Sue Thomas now with a look.
The house don't fall when the bonds are good. Ooh.
Y98, that was Maren Morris, The Bones, and we're very excited to be joined by sports director from KMOX, the one and only Coach Tom Ackerman.
Yeah! Welcome
good morning.
Back, Coach.
How are you? Thank you very much.
You're a busy man. Cardinals winter warm-up was last weekend. This weekend, the St. Louis Blues hosting the NHL All-Star Game. How excited are you?
I'm very excited about it. I think it's a great way to display the city. What a great run the Blues have had and St. Louis has had. The Blues started to play well. They had the Winter Classic, which got everyone's attention. And then they won the Stanley Cup.
They did.
You know, and on the way to this, they already had the All-Star Game in place. They renovated Enterprise Center, which you had to do to get an All-Star Game.
Right.
To, you know, you just had to fix that place up.
How serendipitous, though, that we got the All-Star Game before we even won the Stanley Cup, and now everybody's here in what is right now the best hockey city in the United States.
It is right now. I mean, it's the one that everybody's paying attention to. There's some great ones out there, but right now in the United States, St. Louis is the spot, and I think it's going to be a great celebration of everything St. Louis and hockey, and it just so happens that the Blues are awesome this year.
I mean, yeah.
Leading the Western Conference.
And who all from the Blues is playing in the All-Star Game?
Think about this. You will have a moment in this game where you have three players on the ice, because they do three on three.
Mm-hmm.
You have Binnington in net, O'Reilly and Perron the forwards, Petrangelo the defenseman, all on the ice at the same time. And, oh, by the way, Craig Berube behind the bench.
Wow.
That is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
We're going to talk about some of the other things going on this weekend with the hockey, but let's talk about the Cardinals. We did it last time you were here. You know, the Nolan Arenado rumors have been going on like crazy since last time you were here. We parted ways with Marcell Ozuna, and a couple other little things happened. Give us an update on what's happened and what you see happening next.
Well, I tried to tell everybody the Cardinals are looking, and they're looking to improve. And right after that, I think the Arenado rumors started to really heat up. Then the Rockies did their best to put him to bed, as Jeff Breidich, their general manager, said that they're not trading Arenado, that he's going to remain a Rocky, that they're moving on. They, you know, got a couple of offers, but nothing really came to fruition.
And Arenado said, hold
an
my beer.
An hour later. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
He just tees off on him and says that they've disrespected me. And to the ABC affiliate in Denver, he specifically said Jeff has been disrespectful. So now he's saying, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on between them, my agent, and me, and we'll just leave it at that. So that opens the door again to, are the days numbered for him in Colorado? And is he going somewhere else? And how many teams could actually make a deal for Nolan Arenado? The Cardinals would be one of those. It's complicated, though. He has an opt-out in his deal, which means he could play for only two more years and become a free agent again. If he doesn't, if he rides out the rest of his deal, it's seven more years. So that depends whether you're getting 2 years of him or 7 years of him, what you would give Colorado in return. Then there's the fact that he makes a lot of money, and the Cardinals seem to be pretty much spent on their payroll. So you'd have to take one of your players who makes a lot of money, like a Matt Carpenter or somebody like that, and say, You know, is this a player that you would want? It's very complicated. And you know, the Rockies, of course, want the best prospects from anybody for their franchise player. And the Cardinals don't like dealing away their big prospects. So it's tough, but I think it's still alive. And I think it's something that could linger all the way into the summer.
And you got to think this is a place that's attractive to him, right? We are competitive. Players love playing here. This is no reason to think he wouldn't want to come here.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think this is like a Giancarlo Stanton situation where he was set on he wanted to be in New York and play for the Yankees. I don't see Arenado that kind of a player. I think he just likes to play the game, wants to be with a winner, wants to be with great teammates. He knows Paul Goldschmidt really well, knows the Cardinals well. And I think that he'd, of course, be an amazing fit. But it would be, it's going to require some patience, which we just don't have. I mean, we want the Cardinals to have a cleanup hitter now. I mean, we want the great players to come here now. We want in January to know that they're a World Series contender. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals, I think, would be willing to wait until July to see what they have. And then if that one bat remains to push them over the edge, then they pull a deal off then. I think that's possible that you could see it at any time.
So
it's hard. I know we all want something right this minute, but that's not really how it works all the time.
And you're not convinced that with Ozuna gone and the Jose Martinez bat gone as well, that even Arenado aside, that we have to do something by the time the season starts. You're fine with patience, see what the young guys do, make that call midseason.
I'd like to see what the Cardinals have. I would, of course, love to have Arenado now, but that's hard to make happen. Tyler O'Neill has tremendous power. If he played every day, I think he could hit 40 home runs, but he's going to strike out a ton. He's got to figure out how to cut down on those. The other player that is just what a great guy he is and a super talent is Dylan Carlson, but he's only 21. But he is the 10th best prospect, according to Baseball America, in all of baseball.
Wow.
He is a top 10 prospect. He is a legitimate star in the making. So when does he play every day for the Cardinals is the question, because he's not going to come up here and sit on the bench. He will play every single day wherever he is. That's a huge part of this also. And I think he'll have a great spring training and make it difficult for them. I do. I saw him last year in spring training. He is big time.
Yeah.
Wow.
He is big time.
Wow.
So it's cool. I like it.
And then NHL All-Star Game. Okay. Aside from the game, for, you know, maybe parents who are listening and trying to figure out what to do with their kids, what do you think what are you most excited about happening All-Star Weekend aside from the game itself?
I do think the fanfare at Union Station, because I think that that's the future of the city, is that whole area with Enterprise Center, Union Station, and eventually the MLS Stadium. What they've done at Union Station with the aquarium and the Ferris wheel and the soda fountain and everything else is great, but the NHL has recognized that and they've placed their fanfare right there in the middle of it. So you'll be able to, I think the tickets are about $12, and you can mill about and do different activities, and they'll have autographs, and that's a great way to experience it. You don't need to be at Enterprise Center for the skills competition in the game. That's a very expensive ticket. If you weren't able to get one of those, it's okay. You'd watch it on TV. But the exciting part will be, you know, you're going to be in a restaurant and an NHL player is going to walk in there, a star or a former player that you recognize. That's the great thing, is that you have so many NHL legends in town and celebrities and people running around experiencing the city. You'll be surprised. And I think that's fun. So experience it. Get downtown. Have some fun with it. The auto show's down here, too. Like, it's going to be a busy weekend to be downtown, and you should embrace that, I think.
And great for St. Louis. People from all over, at least North America, in St. Louis, checking all the things out. So a good look for us.
Yeah, it's a great look. It really is. And, you know, I really feel strong about this. I want you guys to bring it in.
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Of course.
Yeah.
I want you guys to bring it in.
Yeah. Okay, Coach.
You know, St. Louis, there are very few cities in the world that can match what we have. And what we have is a thirst for sports. Sports means more to this city than most cities. And that's the thing you embrace the most, is where we've come. How strong do we feel right now? We have sports fueling us. You know what the best part is, though?
What?
It unites us.
Yeah,
you know, you may wake up and you scroll Facebook and people have different opinions of politics and religion, and everything is sort of dizzying sometimes. No, sports in St. Louis brings us all together. And that's what we're going to show the world in the next few days, that we are a great sports city. but we're also a great city. We also have phenomenal restaurants, and you should check them all and support local. But this is...
Are you getting paid by the...
Keep going.
It's all about...
Downtown right here. Restaurant week.
You are on display. That's my word to you.
That's Coach Ackerman. Tom Ackerman from Camo X. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you next week.
Join us as Girls on the Run kicks off their spring season.
That's Bruno Mars on
Y98. We need some new Bruno Mars. I love 24 Karat Magic, but I sure hope he's taking this downtime and writing some new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's not retiring. It might take some time, but that's fine because the guy does it right. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, though. Let's write some letters.
Yeah, right.
We'll talk to some people. A lot of text action today. We appreciate you guys. And you can text us at any time, 314-531-9898.
I think it started with what? Service animals?
Yes, yes. And the consensus basically was that the trend of the support animals is out of control, primarily because to be an emotional support animal, there is absolutely no training requirements. The reason why service dogs are allowed everywhere is because there are extensive training seminars and whatever involved for people with a documented disability. And if you tighten the standards for the ESAs, the emotional support animals, perhaps then eventually allowing them on trains and what's et cetera, that would be the better solution. So, right. More so training.
Story, yeah, the yes. story with the Department of Transportation saying they want to try and change the policy so that the only support animals allowed on planes would be dogs. No more emotional support pigs, or I think last year there was a picture of a mini horse. Someone said there was an emotional support peacock on a plane one time. And
that was me, and I've apologized.
They've cracked down.
Sam and I were very close.
But lots of people had many opinions about that.
Yeah, we also talked about how stress causes gray hair.
Yeah.
And then we talked about dyeing your hair to hide that. Somebody had texted in and said their dad used to dye his hair when they traveled. He read somewhere that... when you travel, don't look old because it makes you a target.
Couple things. That guy was just looking for an excuse to dye his hair.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I agree.
No. It's so that I'm less of a target. And you don't think some thieves are like, that clown dyes his hair, he'll fall for anything. he thinks that looks good? Yeah. I can con him out of some money.
We also talked about breakfast and then eating cold pizza and how that was fairly popular. It's a popular thing. People enjoy eating cold pizza for breakfast.
50% of people said they would prefer to eat cold pizza for breakfast than a traditional breakfast item. I said it depends on the kind of pizza. Tim said he doesn't care. It's cold pizza all day.
Yeah, and people agreed with Tim. They love cold pizza. They also don't think it's weird that Tim also doesn't really, care about the temperature of certain foods. A lot of people are the same way. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of can see that. It doesn't have to necessarily be, warmed up. Now, certain foods like soup or French fries, yes. But other foods, I'll eat it cold. That's fine.
Yeah, you said you can't have cold fries, and I agree.
I can't have cold fries, but room temperature fries, as long as they're not mushy, I can handle.
Also, fries reheated the next day. Like, if you take home leftovers from a restaurant and you reheat the fries, a lot of times they're not the same.
Yeah, there's a trick to that. But pizza is the main one that the temperature does not matter. I'll take it. Frozen pizza is one of my favorites. I just put it on a stick. It's terrific.
And then also, we during Who on the Show, we never answered the question, the final question, which was who would be the person who would call for more towels or pillows?
They said immediately. Upon check-in, who immediately calls room service for more towels and more pillows. And Tim ran away with it.
Yeah.
Seven votes. And I got 3.
Not fair. I've never done, I don't. I was on tour with like a band and there's like 9 of us in a room, then yeah, I would make that call. But it's not, is that a diva move? Is that the point of that whole thing?
I don't know what people at work think about you, that you got 7 votes. Maybe we need to do like explain your answer below. Like, show your work.
I guess, right. They think I'm a diva, which is because I have somebody call for me to do that.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Fresh start, fresh ideas, fresh...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.